Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 44. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and Medical Examiner are hoping publicity about human skeletal remains found December 28th along the Lake Michigan shoreline will generate some leads to go with information they hope to get from the University of North Texas and a forensic anthropology examination. During a news briefing at the Kenosha Public Safety Building, Medical Examiner Patrice Hall said there was no head and some other limbs were missing, but it's unknown how that happened. Hall indicated one tip could lead to information to help solve the case.
This is our hope right here, that by doing this and putting the items out there, that somebody will, you know, it'll jog somebody's memory that, oh yeah, this, I remember, you know, this person had those kind of keys and I haven't seen him or her in a long time. So that's our hope, that somebody out there will recognize some of these belongings and will come forward.
Hall noted the victim wore a size 3X Reebok sweatshirt, had some keys, a blue lighter and chapstick in the zippered pocket of his pants. And based on the use of a Thornton's gas station card, she said it's believed the person may have worked or lived in the Waukegan area. Anyone who may have information is asked to call the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Determining if it's feasible for the city of Racine to build a downtown event center should start to move more quickly, with a decision expected early next month on the hiring of an owner's representative. During a committee of the whole meeting of the Common Council last night, Edie McConnelly, the city's development director, outlined what's happened with the project so far, noting that when some potential private partners became noncommittal and questions were raised about the site, it was determined it should become a city project. Consultant Steve Friedman said because it's such a complicated project, the city needs a representative who will analyze the site, come up with a preliminary design, determine how much the project might cost, and its feasibility.
And their jobs include to help select and supervise the planning team, the design team, the architecture team, the structural engineers, the civil engineers, all of the different professionals who in this case have to be working on a very tight site, relatively tight site, to define the program in detail, lay it out, fit it on the site, make it be done in a way that's efficient to operate, and so on.
Three potential owners' representatives have already been identified. Another committee of the whole meeting has been scheduled for next Monday night to review the recommendation for the owner's rep, with a vote by the Redevelopment Authority March 6th on whether to hire that candidate, followed by a Common Council vote the next night for funding the first phase of the project, projected at $500,000 to $600,000. Racine Police Chief Art Howell and two of his deputy chiefs spoke with the seniors group Adventures in Lifelong Learning at the UW Parkside Student Center Cinema, where the discussion ranged from community policing in neighborhoods and the schools, as well as scams and continued reduction of crime figures. Chief Howell noted one effort they hope to announce soon involves the use of Regency Mall as a safe zone when it comes to Craigslist transactions. The internet is both a help and a hindrance to law enforcement, according to Chief Howell, and the public needs to remember the pitfalls of providing too much information.
It's one thing to extract information from the internet. It's something completely different to provide information, right? So you have to make sure whenever you're doing anything where you're giving information that you're really careful and you're making sure that that it's a secure site. Now, and even sometimes when it's secure, it's still a problem.
Chief Howell told the almost 75 attendees there are 200 officers, but it's taken all 78,000 City of Racine residents for the latest crime stats to be at a 52-year low and hopefully drop even more. Union Grove resident Frank Lamping was recently selected as the newest member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame, and he's been named a Wisconsin Hometown Hero, the State Assembly's highest citizen recognition. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Lamping dedicates himself not only to his beloved team, but also his community, noting that he's president of the Union Grove Lions Club, a liaison for the Union Grove Recreation Department, and was an honor flight guardian for a Korean War veteran, all while fighting prostate cancer. Lamping will receive the Hometown Hero Award Tuesday, March 7th, at the beginning of the next floor session of the State Assembly. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.